Hello.
Hello. Yeah, sorry, the line got disconnected. I was speaking about the idea of your application. Okay,
Okay.
so you have given me quite some details, and what the information that you have given me, I think that it would be a very nice app, and a lot of parents and also all the institutes will be interested to use this application because it will save a lot of time. They can download all the reports in PDF or JPEG format, and they will have everything downloaded available on this application. They can always check it. They can always use it because every parent can have this application installed in their mobile phones, and they can have access to the results and the grades and the reports of their children, starting from kindergarten to high schools. And even if we can later on, at the later stages, we can also include universities.
Okay.
So the app idea is very good, and it can be done. Okay, we have to take some schools on board. So have you spoken to any institutes lately?
No.
No. So how we will be able to present this idea to them? Like, first we will have to develop the application, and then we will market it.
Well, I never thought about institutions. Like I said, it's just an idea that I was playing with, and my focus was actually more parents and guidance, just the way you could easily set up apps either on iOS or for Android on Google Play, you know. But I didn't think about institutions. I don't know how the functionality would be such that it would be something that institutions will want to use. Like I said, I know usually you have on websites for institutions, they have portals where you can go, you know, check your reports
Right.
per semester, and then you can also request for a transcript.
Right. But that portal access is done through desktop, mostly or through laptops. They do not have an application which parents have access to, right? So even if they would want to use it, they have to log in to the website and use their credentials to log in, and then they can get the reports out. So this will be this idea is same to that, but it's still very different because every portal, every institute, every school, university, they have their own portals, right? So through this application, like every department, every institute, every school can use this one application, okay? And like for example, I have two children. One goes to high school, another one is in mid school, but both are in different schools. So I would want to check results of both of my kids under one umbrella. So I can use this application if we can get institutes to use this thing. Okay, we can contact them, they can use this thing. I can get information of both of my kids under one umbrella, under one application. So for me, I think this is a very great idea. This is a million-dollar idea. If we can get, because if you think that how many students we will be enrolling in, right? If we start with only one, even then we have like hundreds and thousands of students coming in. So it will be a very big app in future, and we can generate a lot of good money with it also. So the idea is good. It is doable. So what do we have? Have you think like in detail about it, or this is just some early steps that you're at?
Just early.
Okay, so right now this is just an idea that you have, so you do not have any idea about any budgeting, or have you set any budget, any ballpark figure aside?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. And if you think that we will go ahead with the idea, because I think that this is good, this is a good one. Okay. And if we can do this, because this is a very great idea, which no one has still established and no one is using it, right? So if we can work on this one, how do you think that you will be able to finance this application?
That's why I want to know, get a sense of the pricing. What does it cost to develop similar apps like this? And that will enable me to know if there's something that I can actually do.
Okay. That's not a problem. What I'm going to do is right now, because I believe that you are not in a hurry and you are doing your research on it. So let me just go ahead and prepare a document for you, okay? In that document, you will actually have a very close idea on how the application will work, okay? And how we can use it, how we can market it for people to use it, okay? And how much time it will take to build, and how much will be the cost for this application. Okay?
Okay.
I will give you several options. Like, I believe I will give you three options. One will be a cross-platform app. Do you understand this term? An application?
Cross-platform
or hybrid?
I don't know anything about
No problem. This is development language. This means that same code will be used for both iOS and Android. Okay? Then there is native, which means that for both iOS and Android, different codes will be developed and they will be uploaded differently. Okay? There will be two different applications. And then there is another option which we call a prototype. And I think that this will be a better idea if we talk about for your application. We can build a prototype. Okay, this is usable, but it is not fully accessible. What will this do? You can use this application and you can share it, you can market it, and you can get sponsors. People who would love your idea, they can invest in your idea and they can help you create the complete application. Okay? But still, let me first go ahead and complete this document for you, okay? So when everything is written down on pen and paper, it is easier to understand, right? Like very much better than what's happening over a call.
Mm-hmm.
And still, if I, just in case, miss anything which maybe we have not still spoken about over this call, you can add that stuff in that document, okay? You can say that, Nick, okay, I believe that we missed this point. I would like to have this thing in the application and we will revise it, okay? And if you think that I have added something that you do not want in the application right now, you can always tell me that please remove this thing. I want to pay for that particular thing which you do not want in your application. So we will just that point, and we will go ahead and we will provide you the timeline and the budget that will take to build a certain type of application that we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like this plan, how we are taking things ahead?
Yeah, sounds good.
Right, because I believe that you are still very, very early in your app idea, okay? And you really need help from some professionals. So I'm here to help you out from scratch, okay? We can build this million-dollar idea into a great business. I can help you out. We are available 24/7. Whenever you need help, you can just send us an email, drop a text, or give us a call. And we will try to help you out as much as I can. Or if I'm not there, someone else will pick up your call. But we have a team who will be there to assist you.
Okay.
Thank you. So no problem. Very kind of you to share this idea with us. I'm looking forward to helping you out build this application. Let us just go ahead and create this document for you, which will help you to bring your idea into life and into this application.
Okay. Sounds good.
Anything that I have missed right now you want to discuss right now?
No, this is fine.
This is fine till now? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's just go ahead and start working on the document of your application, and I'll get back to you in 24 hours.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. And I'm just confirming your email address one more time. It is fiddyjikes@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Great. Okay. I'll send you an email with the document. Okay. Right now, I'll just send you an introductory email. Kindly acknowledge it so I can see that you are receiving my emails. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'll do so.
Thank you, Fidelia. You have a wonderful day ahead. Take care.
Yeah. You too. Bye.
Bye.